Imagine you are unafraid. Well, okay, you're afraid, but you're doing it anyways, because you're more afraid of not doing it. Imagine making your own rules, your own playbook, your own red light, green light on everything in your life. Your beauty, your body, your health, your success, your entire freaking life. Imagine feeling fully heard and fully seen and exactly who you are, leaving no part of yourself uncovered. If you're ready for that, then you are ready for Taking Up Space, the podcast. Here, we are having the tough conversations, and we're ready to heal our trauma. Not only are we sharing our stories, we are owning them, big time. In this space, we embrace ourselves fully, owning our bodies as they are, owning all of our uniqueness. No more playing it safe, no more staying quiet, and no more letting society or diet culture call the freaking shots. It's time we take up the space that is meant for us and make our own rules, define our own beauty, and define our own freaking lives. We all have space on this earth meant for us. We all have a story, a passion, and a purpose. And they're meant to be shared. They're meant to be heard. So let's take up space. We are back to recording podcast episodes in the car. And if you were hanging out with me some time ago, you would have realized that I record, I want to say, several episodes in the car. I don't know why. It's just my jam. It's easy. It's really when I feel like I have the most to say and things are really coming to me, etc. So we're back to recording in the car. And for those of you who are, excuse me, I have tried to press play and record like 7 times. And every time I do, I feel like I need to just clear my throat. So my apologies. But so for those of you who are concerned with distracted driving, please rest assured that I have AirPods in and both hands are on the wheel. My face is forward. I am focused on the road. Please, no worries. So what are we going to dive into today? We're going to dive into a topic that has been hitting my inbox forever, literally ever. I'm kind of ashamed of myself that I have not, damn, what is going on with me today? So I'm a little ashamed that we have not talked about this prior, especially with how many times I have been asked this question in various different ways. But what it boils down to, the biggest question is, how can I give up diet culture, all these restrictive, you know, food patterns, habits, or maybe it's restrictive habits in my life, these rules, quote, unquote, with fitness, and how do I just give up diet culture and this fitness world and stuff altogether, but really pursue the healthiest, happiest version of myself? Like, can we do that? Is there a way that we can still mind our nutrition, mind our health, and give up diet culture? How do we do that? And can we do that? That's what the question really boils down to. And my short answer is abso-freaking-lutely. Please, yes, it is 1,000% possible. And before I dive into my little 4-step how to really kind of start, you know, achieving this, I'm just going to say that I think it is literally the most impactful thing that you can do overall holistically for your physical, mental, and emotional health and well-being. If you want to be that healthiest, happiest version of yourself holistically all around, you have to give up diet culture. You have to give up all of these food rules and these restrictive behaviors and patterns and these, you know, extremes when it comes to things like fitness and the exercise and your diet and your life. You have to give it up, because if you don't, you're not doing what's in your best interest for your physical, mental, and emotional health. So how do we really dive into this? How do you achieve this then? You know, because we don't want to give up our health. We don't. I mean, I get it. And I felt the same way years ago. You don't want to just take your health and throw it out the gosh darn window. You don't want to feel sluggish. You don't want to feel no energy, low energy. You don't want to have stomach aches, headaches. You want to feel strong. You want to feel healthy. So how do we do that if we give up diet culture and everything that they've told us is supposed to help us achieve that, right? So that is the question, and I get it. And it took me quite some time to really figure out that, A, it is possible to do both, and B, how to actually do both. how to actually move forward toward what is healthiest for me, what makes me feel best while still giving up the diet culture BS, not getting sucked back in. I figured it out. And I'm just going to disclaimer, I guess when I say I have figured it out, I figured it out for me, and I have figured out 4 things that I believe truly will help you and help anybody get into what it is for them and help you figure out what this looks like for you. Now, first things first, it's kind of like a pre-step, is realizing that this giving up diet culture and giving up all of these crazy extremes, restrictive behaviors, habits that, you know, are not serving you, that is like a pre-plan, like accepting that giving those up is going to help you rather than hurt you. That's what you have to do first and foremost. Before you even dive into these 4 steps, you have to understand that this will feel very uncomfortable. This will feel very foreign. This will feel very weird for a while. Because, you know, depending on how your age or how long you've been immersed in diet culture and these behaviors and things like that, you have lived your life for so long in this way that it's going to feel different. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like you're breaking rules, going against the grain, things like that. When you start to give it up, you know, people, if you're sharing your journey with others, might not understand. They might look at you funny. Not actually look at you funny, I guess, but they just might not understand. I hope they don't actually look at you funny, but they just might not really understand, like, what are you doing? I mean, even now for me personally, when I, you know, make certain comments or, you know, I respond a certain way in conversations with others, you know, I don't ever push my beliefs onto others necessarily, but I will, you know, respond to certain things, if you will, in a way that supports my beliefs and expresses them. And I still have people who aren't really, you know, they're scratching their heads at, like, huh, what did she, like, what do you mean? Like, you're okay with eating, you know, mac and cheese for dinner? Like, you think that's healthy? Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But people still are out there. As much as we are making waves and bringing truth to light, there's so many people out there who still just are, unfortunately, in the dark, and they have to, you know, take their journey at their own time. So, you know, we have to have grace and compassion and love for all of those people, wherever they are on their journey. But just saying all of this to note that it will be an interesting, uncomfortable, different journey for you than you have ever encountered before. And, you know, depending on where you're at, I know some of you have probably been hanging out with me for the whole 2 years I've had this podcast. And, you know, you've been on your journey now for 2 years, maybe longer than 2 years, maybe it's been a year, 6 months. Wherever you are on your journey, though, this is definitely going to be, I think, beneficial if you kind of work through these 4 steps and kind of take a little audit. Now, these 4 steps can always be revisited. It's not something you do once and then just, you know, be done. They're meant to continue to check back in with. Just like I always say, checking in with yourself each and every day is another huge tool in your tool belt to, you know, feeling your best and being successful in your day-to-day life, whatever that is for you. Okay, anywho, let's actually dive into these 4 steps, because I'm sure you're thinking, okay, Amanda, but what the heck are they? Number 1, I want you to take an audit of your life. What are the things that you are currently doing that you don't like, that you are unhappy doing, that make you miserable, that you're like, this is hard, this is silly, this is, you know, maybe you find something, this isn't even realistic. Like, I can't keep doing this. What are those things? Is it what you're forcing yourself to eat for breakfast or lunch or dinner? Is it the Sundays going crazy with the meal prep for the whole week, eating out of containers? Is it, you know, not having a plan at all for dinner and, you know, or lunch or whatever meal it is, and just throwing things together? Is it, you know, trying to get to that gym for an hour plus every day, you know, 6 days a week? What is it in your life, whether it's a small habit of picking up your phone first thing in the morning when the alarm clock goes off, you know, watching TV at night before bed instead of reading? I don't know what it is. It literally can be down to the toilet paper brand you buy. Whatever it is, big or small, what in your life are you finding that you seriously just do not like? It doesn't serve you. It doesn't make you happy. Now, excuse me. Now, I do understand that some things you just really can't get rid of. You know, like I'm sure a lot of us would say our jobs. And no, we can't just quit our jobs necessarily and, you know, have no concern as to how we're going to replace that lost income. You know, a lot of us have responsibilities like children, families, pets, household bills, things like that. We can't just really quit our jobs. If you can, and that's something that's doable for you, great. I'm very happy for you. And if your job is making you miserable and you can just quit it and find a new one without having to find the new one first, I urge you, consider that. If your job is making you miserable and you have that opportunity, definitely, that is not something that's not part of this step, okay? I want you to really take a good hard look. Even if you don't really change something that is making you unhappy that you identify, just note it. Note it, okay? Because the things that make us miserable in life, whatever they are going to continue to make us miserable until we do one of two things. Change it and get rid of it, or B, change our perspective on it and stop allowing it to make us miserable. That's it. We don't have any other choice. And I hate to say it because it's a lot easier said than done, but those are your only two options. Okay, so just to recap, step one, I want you to take a really, really, really good audit of your life. And what is it in your life, no matter what it is, big or small, that is making you unhappy? It is not serving you. It doesn't feel realistic. It doesn't feel like you could continue to do this for the rest of your life. You do not like it. What are those things? Write them down. Okay, number two. Then I want you to write down, what are your main goals? What are your big, big, big goals? Now, I don't want you to necessarily get super detailed. I want you to start, you know, very umbrella-like, very big, 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 big. For example, you know, if you have fitness goals and they're kind of more specific, like I wouldn't want you to say, I want to be able to bench press 250 pounds. Okay, great goal. But, oh, well, you know, I guess you could say if you want to bench press 250 pounds and you can't even bench press right now 50 pounds, then I guess that might be an umbrella goal. But let's just say more generally, and something that I think is probably more realistic for you guys as it was for me, is I just want to be more consistent in my fitness and exercise. I just want to get in workouts more regularly. I want to feel better physically, and I know working out regularly is going to help me do that. So my big main goal is I want to be more consistent in my workouts. Okay, maybe you have another main goal of, I want to cook more meals at home and eat out less. Or, you know, I want you to think more big term, not small. So once you identify those, we'll just continue to use the fitness goal for example sake. You've identified the main goals. Now, step three, how can we get there? Don't worry about all these little things that you have to do to prepare to do it. How can we just get there? What is your action step that you can start taking today to get there? Okay, so maybe it's not in the budget to go and pay for, you know, what is it, Orange Theory classes or Soul Cycle or I don't know, whatever those fancy fitness classes are. Maybe that's not in your budget. Maybe it's not even in your budget right now to go and buy like a Planet Fitness gym membership. Maybe that's not in your financial budget, or maybe going to the gym is not in your time budget. You know, 'cause I think we often forget too that we have a time budget. You know, we only have 24 hours in a day. And as much as I've probably spent almost 30 years trying to figure out how to make it 24 hours times two in one day, it doesn't work. There's no hidden secret. I have failed you guys because I have not figured it out. I think we're really honestly stuck with 24 hours in one mother effing day. So we have a time budget. What do you want to do with those 24 hours? How can you maximize it? And when I say how can you maximize your 24 hours, I don't mean how much shit can you possibly cram in 24 hours. Absolutely not. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying, because that's going to lead to burnout, which is going to lead to you being absolutely miserable. So I just mean we have to choose wisely where we want to put our energy and what we want to do with the 24 hours that we have in each day. So how can you take action immediately? I'm talking like today, tomorrow, to work towards that main goal. So you want to be more consistent in your fitness and in your exercise each and every day. Maybe you don't have that gym membership because it's not in your budget financially. Maybe you're like me and you freaking hate the gym and you really don't have the time between everything else to drive to the gym, be there, and drive back home. And it's more convenient for you if you did at-home workouts. Okay, but maybe you don't have cardio equipment. You don't have a lot of weights. You don't have resistance bands. You don't have anything. Okay, you don't necessarily need all of that to get started. Sure, you can purchase those things. You can pick those things up along the way. Maybe later down the road, you can, you know, go to that gym membership. But what can you do today, tomorrow, and add it into your day? Is going for a 15-minute walk around the block. Maybe bring the kids, maybe bring the dog, maybe just go by yourself and enjoy the mental peace. But what can you do in those immediate future, today, tomorrow? 15-minute walk, can you do that? Probably. What about some bodyweight exercises? What about Googling, you know, no equipment at home workouts for 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever. I'm sure you can find something. Maybe it's picking up a jump rope and doing that for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, which let me tell you, if you're jump roping for 15, 20 minutes, I commend you because I would die. But I'm really, the point I'm making here is I'm sure we can find some way to immediately start working towards that main goal that we want without getting too crazy. You know, I think we feel often that we have to have everything in place. It has to be just right. It has to look just right. It has to, you know, feel just right, etc. Like, you know, people might say like, oh, I can't, before I go to the gym and be that gym rat that I desperate to be and want to be and work out every day, I'm going to have to buy a whole wardrobe full of cute, you know, workout attire because everybody else at the gym I've been to, you know, that's what they wear. Or, you know, I used to get caught up even working out at home, like having to have a fitness plan, you know, workout plan, like regimen laid out and a program to follow and making sure that I could follow it. But then I would kind of get bored with it and get upset and feel defeated, like I've quote unquote fallen off the wagon when I felt like I wanted to switch it up. So it's easy to get caught up in thinking like we have to have a plan and that we have to have it laid out and we have to follow it and it has to look pretty and, you know, all these details really have to be in place, but that's just hogwash. Those details are really our excuses for why we aren't going to do it, why we can't do it. And so really I say throw that out the door, you know, just pack it all up and chuck it because you don't need anything. You need to just do it. You need to take the action and you just need to do it. It doesn't have to look a certain way. You don't need certain criteria to be met before you do it and just you just need to do it, you know. So going back to the goal of maybe your goal is to eat out less and, you know, make more meals homemade, cook more at home. But maybe you have no idea where to start. You really can't, you know, you haven't really cooked a lot in your life, so you don't really think you're a good cook, or, you know, maybe meal planning is just very overwhelming for you and you don't really know where to start. Well, then don't start with trying to go to the grocery store, buy a bunch of food and meal plan for even a whole week. Why don't you just start with the next day? And why don't you just start with one meal, like dinner? Pick dinner and don't pick, like, I don't know, an oven roasted turkey from like scratch or something. I don't know. Don't pick something crazy. Pick a smaller, easier, something that you think you can tackle after reading it and start there. You don't have to run out and buy all these utensils, these fancy aprons, fancy cookware. You don't have to, you know, have the right recipe, etc. You just need to pick something and you just need to get started. You just need to try. And I think we get caught up in that wholeheartedly. And it, like I said, they just become our excuses. They're not true. You don't need certain things to get started. You don't need fancy details in place. You just need to get effing started. So what is the pretty bow on this package of the fourth step that I think is really the main step? You know, so let's just say you wanted to skip, you know, step 1, 2, and 3. You really could. I mean, you can. I don't suggest it. I do think it's good to take a look at, you know, what's not serving you in life, what habits aren't serving you. What are your big end goals that you really are focusing on here, that you're trying to get to, and looking at more realistic ways in which you can get there. What actions can you actually start taking that are realistic, each and every day to start getting you toward these goals. I think that is a fabulous 1-2-3 simple strategy to just kind of narrow in on your goals and have a little bit clearer of an idea of, you know, where you want to go and how you're going to get there. And you can figure everything else out on the way, because like I always, well, I can't say I always say it, but what I have been saying lately is stay solid on your goals, but flexible on your plan. Meaning, don't change your goals to accommodate what's going on in your life. Accommodate how you're getting towards your goals based on what's going on in your life. Stay solid in those goals. Just be flexible with your plan. Okay? Okay. But anyways, back to if you want to skip these steps and you just, you know, what's one thing to keep in your mind each and every day on how to have this kind of more balanced, for lack of a better term, between giving up these habits that don't serve you in this restrictive diet culture way of living, and but still minding your health. I want you to focus on what you can add to your life rather than what you're going to be taking away. So I want you to focus on what you can start doing rather than what you have to stop doing. So maybe you feel you watch way too much TV. You are a Netflix binger and you want to stop watching so much TV, but you find it's just been very hard to do anything else. Like, and you don't even know what else to do at night after you maybe come home from work, dinner, clean, whatever it is. And you just find that, okay, well, what am I going to do for the next couple of, like 2 hours before bed? And you're just watching TV for another night. Okay, well, instead of focusing on completely cutting out TV and going all the way to the extreme of, okay, so now I'm not going to watch any TV at night and I'm going to, I don't know, paint, or I'm going to sew, or I'm going to read for those 2 hours. Well, that is asking quite a bit of yourself. You are going from watching TV for 2 hours a day before bed, something that your body is so conditioned to and so routine, because maybe you've been doing that for like the last year, I don't know, 6 months even, to forcing yourself to read a book for 2 hours. I mean, that's an extreme. That's an extreme difference. I mean, no, it doesn't sound hard to read a book necessarily for 2 hours. I mean, if that's something you physically can do, sure, you can do it, right? But trying to do it will probably feel a little miserable because it's just not what you're used to. So instead of forcing yourself to go from one extreme to the other, which if you think that sounds silly, it's kind of what we do when we say, okay, I'm cutting out all of this X food group, or, you know, I'm going to go to only eating X number of calories today for the next 6 weeks or whatever, or I'm going to, all of a sudden, I'm going to start, you know, I've never really exercised a whole lot, but now I'm going to start going to the gym for 1 hour at least every day for 6 days a week. Those are the same things. Those are the same extremes that we do in our life. We don't do these things. We're not conditioned to do them. We don't regularly partake in even a smaller version of these activities. And then we'd expect ourselves to just engage full blown into these things that are just crap. Okay, like they're just crap, but we expect ourselves to go cold turkey, so to say, on these extreme behaviors. So this TV example, that for those of you thinking that this girl has lost her mind, it's the same thing. It really is. So what can we do? Instead of focusing on all these extreme changes or restricting or taking things out of our lives, like why would you just cut the TV out of your life altogether if you've been watching TV for 2 hours every day for the last, I don't know, 6 months, year, whatever. No, don't do that. Why don't you replace a half hour of TV with reading before bed? Start there. What can you add to your life? So taking it in a more, I guess, diet nutritional aspect, instead of focusing on the food groups that you need, that you feel you need to eliminate, focus on, or that you feel are, quote, unquote, not healthy for you. And I say those terms loosely because we can't just say there's a one-size-fits-all with what's best for us health and nutrition-wise. Everybody's different. So I use those terms, quote-unquote, just to kind of paraphrase the idea that I use them loosely. But anywho, instead of focusing on food groups that you wish to cut out or restrict or whatever, what can you add in? Like instead of cutting out and avoiding things that you love, Why don't you just focus on, okay, let me add in more vegetables every day. How can I add more vegetables to my plate, to my meals? You know, how can I get in more exercise today rather than, you know, just sitting on the couch? I don't know. Focus on how you can find little ways to add them in. And it's going to look different for each and every one of you. It's not going to be the same. My version of just focusing on what I can add to my days to fill them up and to fill me up and to feel better and to focus on, you know, what makes me feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's going to look very different for me than it does you, than it does anybody else. So it's very individualized. But these four things, which I will recap here in a second, I think just really will help you get clear on what is important to you, what is, you know, your main focus, what is something that you actually want to have as a goal, and how can you realistically get there? And instead of focusing on all the things you have to stop doing and cut out in order to get to those goals, focus on what can you add in and what can you add to your plate physically, your physical plate when you eat, and your to-do list every day to get towards those goals, get moving in that direction, but not overwhelming yourself, not trying to go to crazy extremes and just, you know, it doesn't take monumental movements to get to a goal. These small shifts and these small movements will get you moving in that direction very, very quickly and very well, might I add. And before you know it, you'll be moving much closer to that goal than you've ever thought possible, all by doing these small things. It's literally like the definition of one step at a time. I promise you, I'm not just some crazy sounding lady. This is facts. Like, this is truth. It does work. I promise. So to recap, what are those four kind of steps? First thing I want you to do is kind of sit down and take an audit of the things that you do not like in your life. You don't like doing them. They're not helping you. You find them to be unrealistic. Whatever. Two, I want you to find, what habits do you actually want to create? What are your main end goals? Remember, do not be super, super specific. Try to be more general, you know, kind of make a goal, set a goal where you feel like you can set, like, you know, at least like three or four stepping points from where you are to that goal. And then number three is, okay, well, how can I get there? What are realistic things that I can start doing today or tomorrow that I can start moving me towards these goals? I won't have to go, you know, do anything first before I start doing these things. I won't have to buy anything, and nothing will have to, you know, no check boxes will have to be checked prior to me doing these things. These are things I can just simply start doing today to start moving myself in the direction of these goals. And four is focusing rather on what you have to restrict or stop doing. Focus on what can I add to my list, what can I add to my plate, what can I add to my daily life that's going to help fill me up and help push me towards these goals. So that, my friends, is how you can start giving up diet culture, quitting all these crazy rules and these extremes and feeling like you have to find all these rules, then follow them to a T and have it all together, but still move towards what you feel is the healthiest version of yourself, the happiest version of yourself. And you know, because through this process of doing that, you're going to start finding, you know, my golden rule is always check in with yourself. So you're going to start finding how things make you feel. You know, like, is this habit serving me? Is it making me feel happy? Is it not making me happy? Okay, well, then if it's not making me happy, I have to do something about that. And, you know, okay, going back to maybe a nutritional standpoint too, you know, I used to really love this food, but after I eat it, how does it make me feel? Do I feel good? Do I feel tired? Do I feel whatever? And based on how you feel and how you want to feel is how you will start to make a decision on what's best for you, because nobody else can tell you that. Nobody else can tell you what nutritionally is best for you, you know, financially what's best for you, physically what's best for you. Nobody can tell you what's best for you other than you, you and your body. So through all of this, if you just continue to, you know, check in with yourself, which that is my golden rule, check in with yourself always, you will not let you down if you continue to check in with yourself. I promise you, promise. all right, loves, I'm not going to blabber on anymore, because if you know me, you know that I can and that I will. So I hope you have a lovely day. If you have any questions, you want to chat about this podcast episode or anything in general, you can find me on Instagram at the Amanda Murphy. DM me. I always, always, always get back to you. I never leave you hanging in the DMs. And you can also email me at theamandamurphy@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you guys and hanging out with you on Instagram. And until next time, loves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me on another episode of Taking Up Space, the podcast. And if you're loving these episodes as much as I am, please, the best thing that you can do to show your love and appreciation is to share the podcast episodes with those that mean the most to you, with those that you feel would appreciate and get something so beneficial out of these episodes, because that is the sole purpose, is to reach as many people as we can and to help affect and change so many lives for the better. So I love that you were here with me, and until next time, guys, bye.